Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Okay, folks, welcome to Rank You. It's going to be a little bit of a delay up there. Okay. Welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast. We rank anything and everything. Today's episode, as we know, we're super excited to do, is Worst Form of Cultural Appropriation. Usually I play a theme song at this point, but I didn't set it up because I did all this last minute. So here's my new theme song that I am going to make a cappella style. Joe Bates. Guys, thank you. Appreciate it. Back at you. All right. Hey, how you doing? I'm Joe Bates. Seeing me singing now, it looks great. But guys, thank you very much. Worst form of cultural appropriation. As always, we have two special guests. Thanks for the show! Yes. To the right of me is Daryl Hollenquist Jr., who he told me his special expertise is that he is black.
24 years and running.
How does that help you with cultural appropriation?
I mean, in terms of America, it's literally the face in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah. You get to see it firsthand.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't, but we got to deal with it still. That's life.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm glad to have you on the show, talk about this stuff, figure out what the worst form of it is. And to the left of me, folks, you may know him from his family, who were, if I'm getting this correct, a family of Palestinian communists.
Yes, yes.
Charles Mustakalu.
Thank you. Yes, nice to be here.
Nice to have you. What is it like to come from a family of Palestinian communists?
A lot of yelling.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Is it equal yelling to everybody in the family?
At the beginning, no, but then as the years, like, kind of went along, like, I grew my voice, I got myself into it, so now I'm a good yeller now, so it's...
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. I like that about you, the yelling part, you know? Coming from a family of Palestinian communists help you in determining what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
Well, you know, I think that understanding how capitalism is the driving force of negativity within our society, I think that it'll be something that'll give me a good insight into how cultural appropriations really just are all for the winners, and if you're considered to be a person who's a loser, you don't get everything you want, and that sucks.
I'm getting a call from someone.
Yeah.
It's my father.
Yeah.
And he's saying, how are those communist countries working out, buddy?
Fair point.
I don't know. It's him, not me. You know?
Well, Sweden's doing all right.
Okay.
But they're not communists. So
the Swedes. Norway hates them. Why can't I hate them? Wait, that's cultural appropriation.
A little bit.
I'm literally doing that as a talk.
My last name is actually Swedish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's named, let me guess, in Swedish it stands for The Quest.
I did a little bit of research, and apparently it's Swedish for Slave Master.
Okay! I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay, and that's what matters. Folks,
it's okay.
Alright, as always, now that we've already got the term slave master used on the episode, we are going to tell you what the list is behind us. As always, there is a list. The worst forms of culture appropriation, we're talking about Rachel Dolezal. We're talking about white dreads. We're talking about different types of fashion that have definitely been stolen from other cultures. Cinco de Mayo, Dreamcatcher, St. Patrick's Day, music, and there's a whole realm of music to talk about there. Spirit animals, whitewashing, and movies. Weeaboos, which is a white person, very into Japanese culture, and Americanized ethnic food. These are the 11 items we'll be talking about. As always, on Rank You Very Much, we start off with the veto round, where each one of us takes one thing off the list that we don't think is the worst form of culture appropriation. So we're defending some of these items, and we start with the oldest person here, Charles Mustafa.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I don't think is really all that bad is Rachel Dolezal.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't think that she's really all that bad.
She's a fraud.
A fraud? Really? I don't think she's a fraud.
Why do you think she's not a fraud?
Listen,
I am. That's the one thing I'm doing today.
She is a person, okay,
yes,
who has the identity within her head that she is African American. If she wants to say she's black, let her say she's black. Who cares? What's the harm?
Counterpoint.
An entire nation cares.
Really? Is it? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how a person like there are people who are born women who then will become men. There are people who take on forms. Like, what is the difference?
That's like saying to me, like, I identify as a tree. Like, I'm not a tree. You know? Like, I'm not. Or like, I identify.
I don't know that. Gotta watch the angle on that one. By the way, Radu Badnar, who's watching, says, bold choice.
Thank you.
Because people, I will say that people can identify, but when you go to, like, different races, here's the question. Do you think Rachel Dolezal truly thought she was, or do you think she was...
You can identify with oppression, you can identify with anger, you can identify with discrimination, but... really taking into like what it means to be black. So what you're saying is that
you can identify with genders, but you can't identify with race. Then it's like you can identify yourself to say, I was born as a man, but deep down inside I'm a woman. But if you're a person who is white and you say, I identify more with African American people, frankly, just get along with them more, or something like, I don't know what her overall reasoning was, but like, is it something that's that bad?
Well, like I said, you can identify with oppression, fear,
sure,
race, and all that, but when you start to actually, like, try to literally step into that skin and, like, and lying about it, that's the big thing, too, is that you lie. Like, anyone that...
How is she lying? Is she just being true to herself?
She lied about it.
She's being true to herself. If you're telling the truth to yourself, are you lying?
I'm talking about to the... you can be. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know about that. I feel like
if you're
in our society, we tell each other to be honest to yourself. And if you're a person who's honest to yourself and you say, like, deep down, I feel like I'm a black person. Now, granted, like, some of her details probably were not all that great. Like,
I'm saying if you... You can be true to yourself, and you can keep something as you, that you can keep you as you.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to, you convince all these other people, yeah, there's an element of dishonesty there. Like, you could have been, like, people can be upfront about this.
But isn't being dishonest, though, as American as apple pie?
Well, I will say this. It's something to go up to somebody and go, hey, I'm suffering all the things you're suffering.
Yeah.
But she's not.
I don't know what her struggle is. I don't know her life story.
She don't got one. She doesn't have one. That's she playing games. That's her blackness is a game.
Wait, right now, just so you guys are catching up, that you're watching right now, Charles is taking off Rachel Dolezal and doesn't think she's that bad.
Yeah.
And it's, we're arguing about that currently. I think Rachel Dolezal...
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have done what she did, but she did. She did help the community. She was helpful in what she heard. She was good at her job. She got a promotion in her job. But
she helped people out. What was she doing? What was her job specifically, right? Wasn't she
working
for
the community?
I thought it was NAACP.
Yeah.
But
was like you, which you have to have lied to the NAACP.
Did
if
she
you
lie?
Know you're white, if
but
you
I mean,
know
was,
you're white, pretending to be black, you
I
gotta
think,
lie to the,
I think,
the Council of Blackness. You had to have lied.
Listen, dude. Rachel Dolezal is a trailblazer. Okay.
Oh
and,
my god.
And she, and she
wow.
is moving the needle when it comes. To,
wow.
When it comes to like what you can say, I'm sorry.
She's
like,
moving
saying,
the needle in my arms. <She's>
like,
<Jesus
Christ.
laughs> Jeez, Louise. If Rachel didn't Rachel put like blackface on, kind of like
yes, like she put on blackface.
Did she?
wait. Did she actually put makeup on to or make herself appear?
Yes.
Blackface? That's something a little bit going too far, maybe. A little bit, that's too much.
What?
But
have you not seen the picture of Drake? And he is light skinned, and we coming for him hella hard.
But why are you going after Drake? What did he ever do to you?
I was like, hey, it ain't me who would do that. So
why is Pusha T going after him?
Ooh.
Can you explain for some of the audience who don't understand?
Right now, there's a rap beef.
I'm fine with it.
This has been good. This is the most heated conversation
they've
ever had.
There's a rap beef with Pusha T and Drake, and one of the things that came out in this in a response that Pusha T had was that Drake was A, hiding a child by a porn star, allegedly, and there's a lot that goes into that.
A rapper got a porn star impregnated. Like, why is that a big deal?
Right. It's
like Tony Parker when he was cheating on his wife. Like,
there's a bunch. There's a lot. Like I said, there's a lot that goes into it. But then one of the other things that came out was there was just as ammo. There was a picture that came out of just Drake in blackface with like Jim Crow outfits on. And so just
yeah.
the question became at that point. Just what, like, you? What is it? Like, everyone
yeah.
was just saying what it was. And it ended up being some type of, like, the most un-hip-hop thing. In a rap beef, he responds with a fucking, with a letter.
Yeah, was it a Degrassi thing? Was
it nah,
a,
it wasn't a Degrassi thing.
It was
thing.
Like
it
a
was
college
a,
thing where he's trying to show
yeah.
the different shades of,
yeah,
like
trying to,
portrayals of...
A black suit.
Oh, okay.
So it was like Pusha
okay.
T found it out and was like, he must have found that picture and like the fucking Zelda music started playing. Was like, like he was.
So
he was
what you're saying though is that Rachel Dolezal really isn't that bad.
No.
I think she's a fraud. She's not that much of a fraud. I mean, honestly, she's poor thing. She probably just has identity. She needs to read
it's
a book or something.
Nah.
Wait, you you can't talk down the song?
Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. She's got a little bit of problems, but I don't think she's that bad.
She knows what she did.
She didn't do nothing that bad. She was out there helping people in the community.
And that's penance.
That's penance for what? It's not like she was fucking
I guess to you, Charles, it comes down to, did Rachel Dolezal truly think she was African-American? Or did Rachel Dolezal know she was white and then just want to be African-American?
I very much think it's that.
I'm not a Sigmund Freud type to make such a...
Charles is a trailblazer in Rachel Dolezal defending... I'll say this, as a white person, there are talks of, is Rachel Dolezal that bad in the white community? And then we go, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone we said that. Because we have Elvis. But yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel Dolezal is taken off the list. Daryl did not convince you to keep it on there. I don't think. Are you still wanting to veto Rachel Dolezal?
Yeah, you know, take her off the list.
All right, she's off the list.
I was going to say, take her off the list.
What is this world coming?
Rachel Dolezal.
I love how she's number one.
The first, well, it's a list. It's not necessarily number one. It's just so I can keep track of how many there are. But this is the biggest take off the list since the last two times I've seen it was both Patrick Murray, which he took about we did a worst of the worst. So
yeah.
All the ones that were the worst. He took off Jared Fogle first. So it wasn't the worst of the worst. And then he goes, then later he came out to say that I didn't understand how the show worked. The show before that he talked, and he'd been on the show before, we did Worst Person to Die in 2016. Yeah. The person who was the best that died in 2016. Oh, okay. Not that they died, but they were the best person.
Okay, yeah.
He took off Mike Tyson right away. He said Mike Tyson. Oh, not Mike. He took off Muhammad Ali.
Oh, okay.
Right away, because he said Muhammad Ali wasn't that impressive. And I was like,
excuse you?
Fucking idiot. And then he goes, whatever.
That's nothing compared to me talking about Rich
Paul. I think that he wrote to the whole wall. It's definitely compared. She is the living incumbent of cultural appropriation. She took all the culture and appropriated.
All I'm saying is that if you dissect it, she's not terrible,
but she is a fraud still. She's not terrible, but she's still a fraud.
So it's maybe not the worst form of culture appropriation.
Everyone's a fraud.
When did I stand?
It looks like that Facebook Live went dead.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No, it's still alive. I wonder.
Oh, maybe you're.
Maybe it's just a connection.
Can you still hear me and see me, world?
No, because this one looks dead, so we'll see what's going on here.
Refresh the page. Did you clear your cache of cookies? Yeah, alright, I'm still going.
Fix it. Cool. Yeah. Sorry, a little bit of an issue there. Obviously, dream catchers are bigger issues. perfect. We're going to continue going on the list, and Daryl, you're up next. Why don't you take something off that Charles loves?
All right. I was going to say, let's see what outlandish shit I can take off. All right, of this list, I'm going to have to, if we're going to do some arguing, I'll eliminate whitewashing of movies.
Whoa! Really? Why is whitewashing of movies not the worst form of appropriation?
This is why I'm going to say this. I've noticed throughout history, because like we had mentioned this a little bit earlier, like we're talking about like just the movies like ancient Egypt and like Ben-Hur and stuff. Yeah. I think
Ben-Hur hardly even know her.
I'm sorry.
Hardly even know her. Damn near killed her.
Rectum.
No, I'm going to try to call into the show, probably.
Actually, you know who it is? If I tried to look at a house, and then I just decided not to look at it, so I didn't email him back at all.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to buy a second house.
Oh,
is it a weekend home?
Need two houses.
Just a weekend home out just near here.
Near here.
Okay. I tried to buy a duplex the other day. It was real cheap, and then it was like 200K. It was right near Shoe Fly Public House.
Ooh.
It was 200K. It was like four units, all of it, 1,000 square feet each. And I was like, fuck, I think I could do this and make some money off of it. Then I went in it and I go, uh-oh. They need like $200,000 worth of work. I'm not too smart to know how to do that.
It's gonna cost you $400,000.
I walked in, I tried to use one of those things, so nothing water come out, and I was like, oh, that's not a good sign, you don't think? And there's still just.
Well, I don't think they turned the water on yet.
Yeah. No, because people are living there.
Oh,
not in that room, but one of the rooms. So I think it was.
Paid the bill.
We walked in, so I took three of the units. Person was in one of the units. We took the third unit, walked in, and it was a comfy chair with like a desk chair in front of it, and on the desk chair was like these different little containers, and I was like, oh, this is heroin. Then someone had to be using this place to do heroin.
Casual heroin.
And the guy goes, I don't know. I was like, yeah, that's what a heroin setup looks like.
I just imagine a rat walking out in the bathroom, like,
oh, you noticed my rat hair.
Yeah,
you must be subletting.
Oh, right on.
My name's Gavin.
I'm my rat on time. This is the only article of clothing I own, is this robe. I got a pair of jeans, too, but I don't talk about that.
And a cigarette.
Anyway.
But
that reminds me of this one guy who, in this old neighborhood, I used to, somebody say something.
Joe Bates really should have been on this list.
Yeah?
I feel like I present myself as a very white person 24/7.
I think that you're a very ambidextrous white like me. Like, you can go a lot of places and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
You
know, well,
like you're one of the locals. You know?
Well, I was in Egypt.
Ambidextrous white.
I was in Egypt, you know. Like,
yeah.
And I walked around and some people thought I was Egyptian. I just wasn't, you know, dark enough. This is my bone structure. I have a very Middle Eastern bone structure.
Yes, yeah, so I wanted to say Salam Aleikum when I walked in.
Oh, like, Salam.
Yeah,
that's your last name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my last name.
yeah, for a second I was like, was it his last name?
Yeah. The racial doll is also the bad guy.
bad lady.
Mm. It's 2018.
We're Canadian worst form of cultural appropriation, and you have decided to take off whitewashing movies. How come?
Alright, yeah, because, like, we were talking about earlier just how there were all those, the older movies, you know, the biblical movies, old Hollywood, and that time was pretty much, like, it's never been not a good time, you know, racially in America, but, you know, it just was a hotter, you know, shit time.
Yeah.
So, they were, all the movies had white people in them, you know, anyway. Like, now throughout, as we've been going, you know, throughout, you know, history of making movies, it's slowly been fixing itself. That's why I want to take it off. Because there's still some really, like, left choices that get made. But, like, for the most part, like, when you see, like, remakes getting made now, like, for some stuff, I want to say, like, they try to get a little bit closer, at least, to, you know, what the original.
I've been told, my girlfriend, she's Jewish, I've been told that Jewish people run Hollywood.
It's
and all the media. And not just Hollywood, but all the media.
All the media.
Yeah, it's
I mean, if you had the ability, if you had the ability to just casually throw around hundreds of thousands of dollars and make that back in the form of Iron Man profit, I would.
Man,
or whoever.
MCU, money. There's no reason that should have worked as well as it did, but goddamn.
It's but best of both worlds. It's comic book knowledge with hot people.
Well, you know what the MCU does well? I was thinking about this the other day, why Star Wars can't do what MCU does. Star Wars works better as an event every 2 or 3 years. It doesn't work well.
Yeah, yeah, it releases every 6 months.
I like Solo. Yeah. I like the movie Solo.
Is it good?
I thought it was pretty good. But MCU, each character is so different that it's like these mini universes, and then if it ties in just like enough, then it, like, it, you feel kind of good about it. But like each movie is so different. Where the Star Wars movie, it's always Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's always always basically Star Wars,
which I like. I like it more than the MCU.
Yeah, but you're just wrong.
Well, no, I know.
Oh, man, I would say
I think Game of Thrones.
Like, you have like you have Ant-Man, which is a heist movie. Then you have Doctor Strange.
I would like to see Ant-Man. Is it good?
Ant-Man is fantastic.
The first Ant-Man is good. Is it Michael Peña?
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's so funny. Yeah.
But that's the reason why MCU, I think, does work out better for having movies come out once every 4 months, is because if it's made for fucking comic books, and comic books will come out once every, month?
Well, a week.
Yeah,
so it's more of like a serial thing with Star Wars.
I was like, there's no way you can keep up. Like, I love Spider-Man, but there's like 30 different Spider-Man issues going on right now.
The thing is that you would have to just commit to one and just study one. Like, if you had to do that. Like,
it sucks.
I'm just glad, though, that you and I agree that Santa Claus is white. So that's nice. Thank you.
Nicholas is a pretty creamy first name, so yeah.
In Dutch, St. Nicholas stands for,
whip.
Oh, fuck.
I'm kidding. So we're taking off whitewashing
Rachel
in
Dolezal
movies! you have to be super white to live in the North Pole. It's the best skin color to deal with cold.
I don't like winter like that, so I...
Me too. My desert boy.
I used to live in Houston, Texas.
Fuck that, that's a rainforest there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a rainforest. And there's no city anymore.
No, they good. Actually, that's an improvement over the fucking city.
It's literally a giant rainforest cafe. It's a rainforest cafe now. The entire city.
Awesome.
It's a rainforest cafe, just kept buying buildings next to it. So now you go there, I mean, you feel like you're in the rainforest.
Man, I
finally I can get some
my pizza. Can I get some Rhino burgers?
Some Rhino burger. Get some solid Rhino burgers.
In malaria.
I was like, my peeps down there, they said that it's starting to, like, you know, it's turning, like, they've been, you know, working and whatnot pretty much ever since.
Houston's got some really cool stuff to it. Yeah. It's a great city. It's an underrated city. Don't listen to Charles over here. Super humid, but there's a lot of cool. Art museums are fantastic. Some of the best art museums in the country.
Do you guys remember in Independence Day when Houston was destroyed by the nuclear weapon?
I mean,
they were like, we're going to destroy it by hitting a nuclear weapon, and the aliens were like, psh.
And then
whatever, bitch. They were like, yite.
You're that Randy Quaid.
Oh yeah.
And now he's a crazy person in outside life too.
Such a shame.
Did he die?
No, he's still alive. I think he's on the way back. Alone? I think he stopped doing whatever he was doing, and now he's okay. He's like getting better.
Him and his wife are nuts for a second.
Yeah, I think it was all on the run.
I think
though he's not on the run anymore. I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's on his way back. Randy Quaid went from being on the run to on his way back. I guess that's what happens after you run. You have to come back at some point. Real windy.
Well, he was doing a pretty good job of being on the run, though. I mean, he was away for a while, and he's a famous person, so that's like even more street cred.
Not lying.
For him.
So we took off whitewashing movies. I'm up next, and I'm going to do this real quick. I'm taking off Weeaboos.
I won't fight.
The reason I'm taking off Weeaboos is, like, I play a lot of Japanese RPGs.
I love anime.
I don't want to really look at myself if I lose the Weeaboo thing here. So,
I think it's the least harmless, like, they're... Like,
it's more of a celebration.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of fucking racist because the word itself sounds more fucking racist than the actual thing that you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, the weeaboo.
There's a word that ends with boo that was used as a racial epithet for a long time.
But no, what's the second most racist thing you can say then?
Something about the Irish. I mean, they've been through so much.
Yeah, potato.
You know there was Irish slaves? Did you know there was Irish slaves?
Just give them a break.
Oh, God, right, whatever.
Give them a break.
Somebody argued that the other day, and I was like, hey, I think they got past it.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Some weeaboos.
Weeaboos. I think weeaboos.
Can you give, like, a definition, though, for some people like me?
I think a purest form of weeaboo.
Yeah.
Is somebody who is studying Japanese.
Okay.
And you go in their house and they have a bunch of Japanese artwork everywhere.
And otaku for those of you playing at home, maybe.
Yeah. They only specifically date Japanese women, and maybe they have paper walls. Their House of the Rising Sun. At some point they have a baby on a padded pillow wearing a hat and he calls him the Emperor. Tom Cruise is the last samurai that he has. It's a people who live their kind
of
life.
I saw this guy one time, a friend of mine, he worked in a Japanese steakhouse, and the head chef, this white guy.
Patrick Murray said this podcast is horseshit. It's white people literally thinking that they're Japanese. Boo.
Oh.
Well, Patrick, we took off Rachel Dolezal for people... Apparently, this podcast decided it's okay to think you're not the race that you are.
I don't see what's wrong with it. I personally don't see what's wrong with it.
That's what Daryl said, too. Daryl definitely stands by it.
Daryl and I agree on
this. Hey,
we're bridging a divide.
We're bridging a divide.
It'll be...
It's like TiVo.
But I think that these...
I'm like sound effect.
I think these weeaboos idiots, like... That's too much. Rachel Dolezal is different from understanding these weeaboos.
I would say I haven't yet, so I'm saying that it's on the table in the future before I die. But I've never in my life, in all the anime conventions, classes, because I took Japanese in high school and stuff, and all this stuff, I've never seen a fan of like anime or stuff like that.
Are you...
Color in their face to look like...
Never seen it. That's because they're not committed as much as Rachel
Dolezal. I disagree.
Is.
And oh, okay, okay. Like, well, no, she, I disagree because she could go home.
She committed to her character. She's on this Andy Kaufman-esque like level.
She could go home. She could go home and be white. They would go home and still get made by fun of by their parents or cousins and be like, "Oh, you watch or in High School Host Club and High School of the Dead," and they still like that at school and at home. She was black at work and white at home.
She's no, RD was black all the time.
RD. She's not cool enough to give a nickname. RD's rock.
Oh
nuts.
My god. Pretending you're a race that you're not is literally cultural appropriation. We said that on Rachel Dolezal too. Charles, steadfast. Steadfast, Patrick, in saying that it's not cultural appropriation. It's not the worst form, it's okay.
I stand by my word.
Patrick, by the way, we also talked about you taking up Jared Fogle and Muhammad Ali. As similar to taking up Rachel Dolezal. But I'm not convinced. I'm taking off Weeaboos. Everyone here seems to be fine with it. Not the worst form of culture appropriation.
It's not.
Patrick Murray did add that in there. But he also added some other ones that are still on the list. And what do you guys think about that beat around? Do you enjoy it?
Yes,
yeah, I think it was
fun. A lot came out.
I would agree. So why don't we do another round of veto, folks?
Yeah,
another round of veto. And as always, the second round starts with the youngest person here, Charles. You're up.
Okay. I think the thing that we should be taking off this list is
Patrick says he's so salty.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo? Whoa!
Yeah.
Man, you really are taking the two that I thought were going to win this thing.
He's taking off the right answer.
Why are you taking off Cinco de Mayo? Literally one of the worst ones.
Because every single holiday is an appropriation of fucking bullshit that's always, like, marketed by companies to make you spend money. Holidays are bullshit. And, like, the idea that, like, Cinco de Mayo is some special thing that, like, reveals cultural appropriations to you, it's like, okay, well then fucking everything else is, because like, I don't know, I mean, yeah.
Because I don't know.
look at St. Patrick's Day, you got that one.
Yeah,
you got these cultural festivals that you go to and shit, cultural Polish Day.
Oh, cultural Polish Day, is that what they call it? It's a long name, the CPD?
Yeah, it gets a nickname, RD does it, CPD gets a
okay. Cultural Polish Day, everybody.
I'm standing by it, though. All I'm saying is,
but why Cinco de Mayo not as bad as St. Patrick's
Day?
Yeah,
I'll say why not St. Patrick's Day before Cinco de Mayo.
I'm saying that they're both unequal footing.
I feel like St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Not all the holidays, but yeah, St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo. Like, I feel like they're unequal footing.
Most white people have some Irish blood in them. Most white people don't have.
But we're all from fucking Europe anyway.
Adam and Eve?
Africa and Europe. But like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Christianity is the one true religion.
Okay. Yes, but we're all. Okay. First of all, we're all African originally. I understand that. But what I'm saying, though, is that.
Original is fine. clearly.
Exactly. There's a difference.
There's a reason why. Yeah. And that's my Rachel Dolezal defense. But all I'm saying, though, is that with Cinco de Mayo. What?
Patrick said, rank you very much more like racist, very much.
Oh, my racist. This guy.
I mean.
You're saying Cinco de Mayo is not that bad because all holidays are bullshit, so it's not really cultural appropriation, it's just an excuse to drink?
I think that actually, you're taking the words out of my mouth, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
And you know what? I'm never giving those words back. I'm just taking words.
it just seems like specifically with these two though, they want to drink harder. Like, why do you want to drink? Like that's like, why do you want to go all out? Like, this is with Christmas. I see you could argue that there's like a religious. For white people, there's a religious background to it.
Oh, black people don't celebrate Christmas?
Well, black people didn't have Christianity beat into them. Well, they did. I was like, black people had to have that beat into them.
But you can back up. You can back off of that, though. You don't have to celebrate Christmas.
I was like, no, you don't have to celebrate Christmas. It just seems like for like white culture, that's more ingrained like for a long time. Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, he did. Jokes aside, Christianity is a white religion, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, actually.
Oh, for...
Because it was started by in Egypt, too, and it started within the Middle East and stuff like that, and those people are not white.
Well, who's repping it now? Who claims to have all these kings and all these kingdoms in their country? You know what I mean?
Man,
that comes down, and then there's all these that rule all this land, and they're doing all this cultural expansion,
yeah,
beating their culture into all these different people.
Sure.
So when you come and now you're trying to, you know, claim this country that, you know, you and all these people brought along.
Sure.
Like, now you have to, you know, indoctrinate anybody that you take from another place or take from their home, you know.
Sure. Okay. So how about this? You have free will, okay? And like you're able to like not be a part of something that you don't want to be a part of
anymore.
Slavery. And, yeah. Ended 150 years ago and like you with like when it comes to people and with going with their religion. I'm sorry, like this idea that Christianity is a white religion.
It is a white religion. Like other people celebrate it, but it's a white religion that was born in another, because like people always forget that Jesus was Jewish. People love to not remember that part. But you know,
I see your point.
Can we just say that Patrick Murray said Christianity is a Muslim holiday?
That's a good point.
Christmas is a Muslim holiday.
I wish it claimed it as hard as white people claim Christianity and Christmas. Think what is the common word between Christianity and Christmas?
Christ.
Yeah, white man's holiday.
White man's holiday. Is there shit.
Well, Andrew Mortensen said we need a Christmas equivalent to tequila. It's eggnog. I don't know.
Yeah, that's rum.
And Christmas nutmeg. Yeah. To remember the nutmeg. Yeah.
And then Chris Clive, Christianity is a white religion. Ponytail is wrong. You got called ponytail. Are you able to handle that?
That's a man bun.
I've been called so much worse in my life. That's fine.
We've established, you know, as someone from Middle Eastern descent has discussed, and as Daryl, whose expertise is, as he told me, is that he's black.
But black people are just as crazy for Jesus as white people, though. I mean, let's look at it.
I think it's so weird. Yeah, and that's so weird to me. Like, I have plenty of relatives.
And that was the thing that I'm trying to think. That's the thing that I'm trying to get at is like, you say that Christianity, hold on a second, you say that Christianity is a white religion, yet you look at per capita with African Americans and it's like, most of them are Christian.
Charlie, think about this. African Americans, black people that weren't, this is beat into black people throughout history. So yes, there are a lot of black people that believe in, you know, Christianity and God, because in all this,
so all those kids going to church with their grandmothers,
I'm talking about throughout history, you know what I mean? Like you see, you know the scene in Roots when he's beating, like, your name is Toby, like that's what I'm talking about.
That's very real and terrible.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's a white man's religion, and it's not the. It was if you have to replace one religion with another, that's what I'm saying. Like we had. My people had a religion. Different types of religions.
You ever read Things Fall Apart? It's a really good book. Things Fall Apart.
Yeah, wrote a comedy show.
What?
Someone wrote a comedy show.
No, I like this. This is interesting.
I was thinking about what you were talking about.
This is real life.
But Things Fall Apart is about, like, missionaries coming over. It's two different types of missionaries. One comes in, they're, like, more getting ingrained in the culture while teaching people Christianity. The other one is basically, like, we'll kill you if you're not Christian kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
Okonkwo, like, he sees his people. He sees, like, his culture getting, like, the people he knows, like, coming back as Christians. And he goes out the woods and hangs himself because he's, like, my culture's gone, like.
So it was a white push to destroy their culture to establish their own.
Yeah, and that's terrible. I just want you to know I'm against that.
Stop doing that hand signal.
Sorry.
I want you to know that I'm against that.
And you was worried about me saying slave.
He said it again.
Ding ding ding.
So that's
what I'm saying. Like it was beat into, like, families, and then as it compounds, you know, like, Martin Luther King was Christian, his family was Christian. I'm not saying that there's not truth in that religion somewhere, but it was beat into people.
Yeah. So, do you still want to take Cinco de Mayo off the list?
Well, let's take St. Patrick's Day.
Daryl, you're up next. What are you taking off? We took St. Patrick's Day off. Patrick just said that would be his next veto, right when you did it.
Oh, great.
That all works right. out great. His name is Patrick. You think he'd love it? Daryl, you're up next. All Please right. take off Cinco de Mayo.
I'm actually gonna still kind of be in the same energy with my first pick. I'm gonna take off Americanized ethnic food.
Americanized ethnic food is not the worst form of culture appropriation. Please explain yourself.
Do you know how much money everybody has given Taco Bell? And it's the same. We've slowly throughout history it's expanded and it's kind of remedied. There's more equal exchange, I feel like, now going on with specifically food culture and recipes. And I think there's...
Charles is super mad.
And
this absolutely should still be on the list. I 100% disagree.
And I still think, like, because I every time I go to, like, a new ethnic place, I think, like, there's at least, you know, still people cooking the food, and it's their food. They're like, hey, try this.
So each restaurant, whatever genre they say they are, it's still their recipes.
Like,
and their individual
there's ownership of it still. And if there is trading, I still feel like there's still more equal grounds with recipes now, as opposed to like I said, when we were making movies in the 50s, and there were... This is pure bullshit. I was like, when we were making movies in the 50s and, you know, you had white people playing, you know, Egyptians and whatnot, I think it was still a lot of those concepts then, you know, where the people cooking were disenfranchised.
Patrick is literally eating Taco Bell right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I just said, I was like, you know how much money we get? I'm not talking shit about Taco Bell. I gave money to Taco Bell a lot in my day.
So, what is your issue? Why do you think Americanized ethnic food is one of the worst forms of cultural appropriation?
I think that, like, as a rotund American, I've definitely, like, I've gotten a lot out of American...
Not as bad.
You know, American... So, I mean, it can be a good, like, way to introduce you to ethnic foods outside of what you would normally try sometimes. Like, if you go to a place like, believe it or not, in, like, rural America, going to a place like Olive Garden is fucking, like... the nicest place you can go to, or you go to some other place like that. And I don't think maybe Olive Garden, I don't know if they're necessarily like cultural appropriations, but I mean, it's just like, I think that it's adding to the overall just like ignorance with people, and they feel like they go to a place like Taco Bell and they're getting Mexican food, and like, I'm not saying like the person that's getting it gives a shit, because you're just looking for something that tastes good in the moment, so I don't know if Taco Bell 100% falls within that, but I think that it overall adds in to people within the United States this idea that we can just get anything and everything that we want in a fucking moment's notice, but it's not the real fucking thing, it's fake, and then we accept it as reality, and that's part of the fucking reason why I hate this more than anything else in the menu, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the thing that pisses me off more than anything.
So, to you, and this is maybe not the full thing, but a part of it, what I'm getting, is that Americanized ethnic food makes people less understanding of other cultures, so when they go there, they go, well, we make it like this.
Yeah.
When it's their food.
And they get this bland representation of what reality is, so if, like, you have this idea in your head of what's real, but it's not real, like, for a lot of people, unfortunately, they'll go to they'll get some thing... And Italian food's the number one example, and they talk even about it on The Sopranos. It's like, man, they fucking, like, we let them steal pizza, we let them steal all of our food, now they've stolen coffee. It's like, they've taken in every single thing that we have within our culture, they've exploited it, and they fucking make billions of dollars off of it. And that's the thing with me when it comes to food, is like, it's the most exploited version of fucking cultural appropriation.
That is interesting.
Outside of, the ones where people are getting hurt.
He's referencing...
Black people.
He's referencing, of course, the documentary, The Sopranos.
No, but it's true, though. Like, that's something that I've heard heard so many people say across different ethnicities, it's like you see things that have been appropriated by like major corporations here in the United States, and it just gets fucking taken out, and it's like, yeah.
The only one I'm okay with is hummus, right?
Fuck you.
I think there's truth there. I don't think that it's harmful, and I think that people, like I said, I think there's more equal exchange now. Like,
yeah.
I very much do. I tried to cook dinner for my grandparents I cooked dinner for my grandparents a decent amount, but I went.
Patrick goes, why do you guys keep bringing up Egypt?
they wanted tacos. You know, I've been out in the world a lot more than they have been. I've experienced a lot more different cultures. I wanted to make them, you know, like real ass tacos, not Tex-Mex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they loved it, but then they were just like, oh, we want the Ortega, we want the stand and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a different world, but it's still changing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are more and more restaurants I see now like opening up that have, you know, like young ethnic people like taking ownership of their, like, that's the big thing that's happening now that I think people are using with food.
Yeah.
I think they're quantifying their wealth and their culture.
I just want to say this, that I'm kind of a hypocrite because my family were Middle Eastern, but we owned a Mexican restaurant when I was
a kid.
Wow!
Yeah!
Yeah! Wow!
Yeah!
But
yeah!
We took
all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super gone.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Ooh.
Son of a bitch! Jesus Christ!
We had genuine people there who knew the recipe, so we're like, yeah, we'll just whatever.
Genuine,
you know?
People. I don't know why that seems so harsh to say, but genuine people just seems like a very...
I didn't say anything negative.
I know, but just we had genuine people there.
They were genuine.
The ones that knew the food.
As opposed to the fake people.
Like
Rach.
I can't believe this is crazy. Let's see. Okay, well, I gotta disagree with you, Patrick. Patrick said tacos is an American food, Mexico is Central America. Mexico is not Central America. Mexico is part of North America.
Get a fucking atlas, Patrick.
Get an atlas. Also, Central America is part of North America, too. But Mexico...
Yeah,
is
I'm actually kind of wondering about that. Is Central America actually part of North America?
All the...
Because I know that they're part of the CONCACAF FIFA tournament.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like doing the World Cup.
Everything up to Panama and then all the Caribbean countries, including, like, Trinidad and Tobago, which is near South.
Yeah,
America.
Like the Caribbean.
Those are all part of North America.
It's right on. North America.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking A.
Way to go, North America. Yeah, this is brought to you by the continent of North America.
We're very diverse.
But yeah, so I'm up next to take something off the list. I don't have as many details as you guys have. It doesn't get easier as you go further down. We're down to white dreads, fashion, Cinco de Mayo,
dream catchers,
music,
and spirit animals. Shout out Native Americans. You got two of these definitely up here.
I feel like I'm going to upset somebody by whatever I take off. But, and especially because I'm a white person. But I, you know, here's the deal. I'm going to take one off because I enjoy the product. I'm taking off music.
That is a classic example of inspiration, not cultural appropriation.
yeah, see? Here's the deal.
I'm not angry, you know?
You're just a robot now. You just turned into a robot. But I appreciate taking things. No, I appreciate stealing. But
I'm glad the white person said it and not the black person. Shout out progression.
Yeah, you know?
They didn't steal shit. I'm just kidding.
Elvis did.
I was a bunch of...
Elvis, that
as a black, Elvis as a that. Black person, yeah. As a black person that knows about some, a decent amount of modern music history.
Yeah.
I take every single 50 song with a grain of salt that comes out by a white person. Every single one.
50s?
Like 50s rock and roll, 50s doo-wop.
Oh, yeah,
any
yeah,
music
yeah.
that comes about a white person from that era, I take with a grain of salt.
What do you think about them, the Beatles?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think that they... I mean, like, for, like, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and stuff like that, they admired
I, well,
the
dudes
that made all the music, the African-American ones.
The stuff... I like... I like when there's, like I said, it's just the, hey, we see, we understand the history. Like when you really love something, yeah, you know, you want to know everything about it. Like,
yeah,
it's not, you're not just riding on a hype train, you know.
That's, yeah,
yeah.
And so, and what I've noticed with a lot of like British music history, like they've had their own, like America and England had their own like grunge and punk waves separately from each other.
Oh, the English punk wave when it first came out is some of the best music ever made.
And
I love the shit out of that.
So like I think they, I don't know if it has the same spooky era, just because physically, I don't think, you know, there was as many blacks living in England as there were in America that were dealing with the same stuff and having the same output of music and
I don't know. I've seen a lot of Guy Ritchie movies, and it seems like black people kind of have it hard over there in the UK.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. Guy Ritchie is
sometimes.
Like sometimes they,
you guys are having it all. Sometimes.
You know, I'm actually gonna cite the documentary of Attack the Block.
Oh, fuck!
Attack the Block is so good.
The same. Yeah,
that's my favorite documentary. We deal with aliens.
Yeah.
If you got if you black in an accent, you gotta deal with aliens. John Boyega.
Appreciation, not appropriation.
For music, I agree.
I think
a lot of it is.
I think now there's more appropriation than appreciation.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think there was more appreciation, so they wanted to steal it, and that's where the issue was a lot of the times in the past. And I think now, because there's so much privilege of being like, well, we already know about how this always happened, so I can just go ahead and take all of your livelihood. Like, I think there's more appropriation now, because people don't want to have to deal.
I think that shit has nothing to do with like appropriations. More of the record companies fucking you over.
What about Eminem? Is what Patrick brought up. Is Eminem culture appropriation or appreciation?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's Eminem is first of all, why is Eminem always the first thing people go to? Is that the only thing people?
Because what other white rapper is there? Because
the Beastie Boys are more like punkish than they were rappers.
I'm gonna say there's a bunch of like there are a lot of white rappers
right now, but they're like whatever. I mean, they're not that good. Let's be honest. I mean, there's that Post Malone guy's really good, right?
Post Malone eats ass.
Oh, he's not good. I just heard his snap.
His beats are okay.
I think he's only famous because he's got a cool name.
And he's an ugly motherfucker.
That's cool because Malone is in the Post.
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone, dude.
Like Eminem. It'd be funny if we're the newest rapper, Oscar the Robertson.
Now, yes, and I'll still say this. Eminem ended up having, as an anomaly, and I think this is why so many people was, you know, coming at, like were riding with him so hard, is that he was like an anomaly somehow in the white rap game, where it was just like, man, you got this white dude getting treated like a nigga? Damn, like that's...
Well, nobody from this side of the room said that statement. So that's for sure.
And when you think about that, like trying to go in the game, like think about all these white, like literally Little Dicky is literally a rapper who has said, I had to choose this.
How can you be a rapper and be taken seriously and be called Lil Dick?
Look at his money. Look at his bank account. Another Jewish person, as you mentioned earlier. Like,
I mean, I'm not a rap guy. Iggy
Azalea. Like,
does she still talk like she's from the hood, or does she Australian back?
Oh my god, she still raps like she's from Atlanta.
Yeah, so I mean, Chris Gladys says all white rap is trash, which I disagree with.
Yeah, don't wait.
And Rap God is.
I kind of agree with your friend there, man.
He's not white.
Well, I wouldn't call my friend. I would not
go with the person on there. I kind of agree with him.
And then Patrick Murray said Post Malone is trash as well.
He's trash. Okay, thank you.
But Action Bronson's cool. Eminem, I think, is cool.
Jamie T was a British rapper. I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
When it's not. Like I said, if you're not trying to ride the hype wave of it, and if you love it and you cherish it, then
it is what it is.
But music, I feel like is.
I think music's constantly changing and evolving, and it's because of multiple cultures working together in different forms of genres and then mixing genres as well.
Yeah,
so I think it's constantly changing. Whereas, like, back in the day, Elvis was literally just like, oh, I'll just do that.
Yeah, not
yet. Now it's more like mixing and matching different types of things together.
Because at least with the Beatles, it's like they talked about how they stole their moves and stuff like that from...
From
black artists in America. And they're very open and honest.
And that's the difference. Like, if you say you stole it or you were inspired by it and you do something, there's a difference between going, oh, hey, I really like your song. I'm going to take your music, Chuck Berry, and I'm going to run and get famous all over it without it. I'm going to be jailhouse rocking and all over.
Andrew Mortensen said there's been a lot of fusion of music over the course of history, which makes it more complicated when it comes to the appreciation and appropriation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sticking with it. I'm taking music off the list.
It hurts, but I won't argue.
That's fair.
We're down to our final five, folks. Final and people five. Watching, this is when you guys get to participate. You guys are participating. Great. This is one of the most commented episodes we've had in a long time, which is great. And that's an attest to me.
Share this again.
And Charles and Daryl,
trying to find a live stream. So.
But I'll say it's up to you guys. We have a free spot here. What's the worst form of cultural appropriation that we may have missed? Our final five is white dreads, fashion, Cinco de Mayo, dream catchers, and spirit animals. Those are our final five. But if you want to comment, feel free to comment. Let us know what you think is the worst form of cultural appropriation that we may have not put on the list. So feel free to comment while we're waiting. Charles, what is your criteria in determining what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
Money. You know, just like people like
just stealing money.
Yeah, when it comes down to that, man, that's the worst form of cultural appropriation.
Well, not money, but like what's your criteria?
I'm gonna say you gotta. I'm a little confused with money. Yeah,
I don't understand. You mean making money off of other cultures?
Yeah.
Okay, so that to you, the worst form of cultural appropriation is somebody just taking somebody else and making money off.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
So capitalism, as you started this podcast off about how much you hate capitalism...
We're just not best friends. Yeah.
I'm not best friends with capitalism, but goddamn, no, I love money.
We cool. I ain't inviting capitalism to my house, but, you know...
You want Jimmy John, right?
Oh, yeah,
Jimmy
true.
John's is the truest form of capitalism.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy John was a man
I can't pay with the song, you know? He's money.
Daryl, what criteria do you use to determine what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
I think there's an element, like what Charlie said, with you know, money. I think
it's the lack of respect.
Yeah, there's like a lack of respect, which you know comes with like the history and not even just the history. What is it now to people? Like people love to bring up history too. Like what is it now? Like right now? Like how does this
cultural appropriations?
Yeah, like well, I mean, like yeah, like just what does it mean to people now?
On my body.
Yeah, 16-year-olds. I'm gonna punch them.
Why are you playing
the show Legion? You know, with
that like, Legion is such a good show. I haven't seen the second season yet. La 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 la.
Okay,
la,
never mind. Never mind. Yeah, there's this chick that jumps out of my body.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to ruin the whole show for you.
Let me try to save him from getting spoiled more. Like I said, yeah, like financial stuff, history, what it means now, and position of privilege. I'll definitely say that because I think there's different types of.
I want to mention
there's different directions.
The people commenting, we're not bringing back anything. All right, Andrew Mortensen wanted to bring back Rachel Dolezal. Patrick Ray wanted to bring back Weeaboos. We're not bringing back anything. You can add to the list or you're not, and that's it. All right, I don't want to have to talk down to my commenters because I appreciate you each individually for the people that you are, except for a couple, but just. Feel free to comment a new worst form of cultural appropriation we may have missed.
Yes.
Daryl, I'm sorry for cutting you off there, but I need to nip this in the bud.
Is it bud or butt?
Bud.
Okay, it's bud. Okay.
Yeah, it's how you cut flowers.
It's a flower term.
You nip buds.
Cool. What? Oh, I didn't know. Anyways.
You know what I'm saying? The last part, I think, was a position of privilege from where you're trying to take that from, because I think it could just different.
But don't you understand, Daryl? Like a lot of us in this community have been born in a place of privilege, and we don't know nothing else.
You're gonna learn today. So I'll say those.
Okay. So we are the only one we got suggested was bring white people with samurai swords. That was the only one we got suggested.
Samurai swords.
Do you guys have any ones that you think should be on the list that we didn't put on there?
We didn't put on there.
Zen gardening.
Zen gardening is pretty, yeah.
Cultivation of corn.
I think cultivation of corn is excellent.
That's an OG.
I think it'd be like eating buffalo meat is fucking number 12.
Sorry, we're putting cultivation of corn on there?
Yeah, dude, please.
If no one else puts anything better, we're gonna stick with corn.
Cultivation.
That's three for Native Americans. That is three. Shout out them.
We also destroyed their entire...
Yeah, race.
It was so, not...
I mean, it's... The stuff at that point is free to use.
Shit!
Oh my god.
Well, no one else is using it! You know?
Shit.
But actually, we did it before we destroyed it, so I guess that's bad.
That's bad.
And that's one thing I'll always say. It's bad to kill other people and destroy their cultures. Hey, I mean, that's what I've always told everybody.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now, hold on, something might be up. I want to make sure.
No, that seems to be fine.
Yet again.
It's just the fucking PC, isn't it?
I don't know. Everyone's just trying to grow up together, and then we gotta grow up together in a little bit. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm still going,
yeah. Okay, I want to... Yeah, I don't know why it just freezes up on here. Do-do-do-do-do.
There we go.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I want to make sure I didn't miss any comments.
It's a delay on this.
Okay. We'll just keep going.
It's like a 15-second delay.
Well, everyone grows up together, you know? All right, we're down to our final six. It is white dreads, fashion, Cinco de Mayo, dream catchers, cultivation of corn. And spirit animals, white actors playing Egyptian. We already did whitewashing actors and took that off the list, Chris. So we're going to go one at a time, discuss the item, decide whether it should be in the top three, starting with white dreads. Is white dreads the top three worst form of culture appropriation?
All right, before we answer this.
Okay, so you did a timeout.
I did a timeout because I wanted to get an educational thing. There was some lady.
The lady left a comment, though.
She was like, there's a culture of dread, which I don't know about.
I'll tell you what, I have a culture of dread. I think they're going to get me. Daryl, what were you saying? Right,
just looking at the list and not thinking about it.
Okay.
Should we put white dreads with fashion? Or was that.
I think that's a specific thing that needs to be called out.
I will say that because a lot of people did say white dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a specific thing. So
do you guys think white dreads is...
It's top three. I mean, sometimes it's disgusting to look at. That's how I feel. Like, sometimes it's very disgusting to look at because they're just so nasty looking. But, I mean, cultural appropriation, I don't know. It's a tough one. That's like saying, like, so if a white guy has an afro, is that cultural appropriations?
Well, I think dreads are a specific, because the amount of work you have to put into it to make it.
My dad had an afro in the 70s. He had to put work into that shit.
So did Bob Ross.
He had to put into that shit, too. Yeah, like,
yeah, but his hair didn't grow like that. He had to make it a fro. You know what I mean? Like,
That's bad.
I think it's the same thing of going, like, am I just trying to look cool? Or, you know, am I saying something? And I will say a lot of times the people didn't know if they had to say something or not. Or just, I will say, when you know better, you do better. You know what I mean?
Isn't cultural appropriation, though, most of the time, people trying to be cool?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, absolutely. Yeah,
trying to be cool.
Very much.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely appropriation.
Because most of the time when I see white dreads, it's by a lot of white stoners. A lot of white spiritualists just trying to be cool, trying to understand, trying to get, like, some type of,
Were there a substitute teacher in Washington Township School District?
Damn! I was thinking, like, there's a... trying to have some type of spiritual privilege that they're privy to, and there's like a gatekeeping.
Yeah.
And their dreads are a sign of that. What it's like, there's a real...
Or they're fucking lazy.
There's a real culture behind. Like, that's why it's like...
It is usually stoners, but sometimes, you know, it's, we had something on the list. It was white women going to predominantly black schools, uh-huh. and then...
Being able to say the N-word.
Yeah, and I would assume that the dreads fall into that as well.
And braids, probably.
Yeah.
Because I see a... Like, I went to Warren, you know, like, it was... I saw a lot of, like, white girls hang out with black dudes and then have braids.
Does white dreads... Black girls,
I don't understand the appeal of looking at a person's scalp. That's the one thing I've never liked.
Yeah, you just don't like...
I don't like it too much.
So you don't like bald people? You
know, no, not a matter of me like looking at bald people, but I'm just like, when it comes to like looking at a person's scalp, I'm like, unless they're bald and it's like, you know, like, God made
it's all
so
you don't like the option of hair and scalp and someone chose to have
a
scalp.
Yeah, what do you, like, yeah, I don't know.
That's
interesting.
So to you, is white dreads, does that upset you when you see it?
Does it upset me? It doesn't, I don't get mad, like, I don't turn into the Hulk, but I'm just like,
it's not like they have blackface on, it's not like they're Drake.
I'm gonna be like, why? It's not like they're Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
I was like, Drake.
So they're not sure.
Drake needs to save himself.
They're not pioneers.
They're not Damian Lillard.
They're not pioneers.
Because of Clyde Drexler over here.
That's right, Bush.
So do you guys think it's a top three worst, or do you guys kind of still want to go through the list?
Let's go through the list.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up, fashion. That's like people wearing kimonos. Or people wearing, I would say FUBU.
Halloween costumes fall within?
No, I think Halloween costumes are interesting because I feel like people are just being racist, and it's not cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
I think it's just being racist.
That's just racism.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of the times.
Because it's not like I'm trying to present myself. It's just like, hey,
yeah.
how are you?
I mean, it's like, to me, it's like I don't know how like. Appropriation. I mean, yeah, I guess with like food, I don't even know. For me in high school, white people wore FUBU, white people dressed, you know, like they saw the people on MTV and shit like that. So like, I don't know if that's really necessarily appropriations.
Not like I said, they're trying to look cool, but they're not trying to steal, like, if you just immediately saw like an entire thousands of white kids in one area wearing FUBU. Like, that'd be different. That's some fraud shit.
Too. Why?
Well, if you saw a white person wearing a dashiki, would you say that's okay?
What's a dashiki?
Just whenever you see like the traditional African wear. Yeah, this is the African wear that you see.
It's hot outside.
No, dashiki is like a hat.
Oh,
like
okay. I thought you meant
like
the
garb.
Yeah, that's a little different.
My bad.
Also, Chris Claus said white dreads at worst deserve a very strong eye roll.
Because I will say this, in California, I did buy a weed from a dude with some white dreads. But, like I said...
But he was black, so you didn't give a shit, right?
He was white, dude.
Oh. See, you didn't say, just because he has white dreads doesn't mean he's white, though.
No, it's not... The dreads aren't the color white.
Oh.
They don't look. They're not looking like Angela Bassett in Black Panther.
Oh no! Oh man! I mean, just like everybody's been through so much today.
Let's get to the list.
Let's get through this list of fashion. I think fashion. How about this? What's worse, fashion or white dreads?
And that's what I've been trying to think of in my head because I knew I was probably gonna have to pick one.
Fashion or white dreads? I'm gonna have to go with fashion. Because, again, like, with white dreads, like, you're not really exploiting anything, really. You're just doing something with yourself with fashion. It's like there's, like, large groups a part of that and making this clothing and pulling in stuff. And then, from the places that they're getting this influence from, you know, they don't really necessarily are going to give that appreciation or whatever. So I would have to say fashion is worse.
I'd say fashion is worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go fashion.
All right, so I'll put fashion in there. Next up, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, a top three worst form of culture appropriation. Earlier, Charles tried to take it off the list.
So we're so
going to change my mind.
I'm going to say, so with that, are we...
I've progressed.
We don't know. What white dreads are still on there.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Are we...
Yeah. Okay. I assume...
White dreads or Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
I just think Cinco de Mayo is kind of annoying in general.
It is, and it's just... I don't know if it's... culture appropriation as much as an excuse to drink.
Annoying.
Yeah, I just think people. Yeah. I just think people want to eat tacos and drink margaritas and have an excuse to party.
Yeah.
And then someone told some Mexicans and they was like, wait, what? Where's what?
Where? This is what you do, right?
Like it would be the same. It would
blow wearing me. A sombrero really adds to like the culture appropriation part of it, though. It really like makes it like too much.
Yeah, and people putting on the big ass mustaches.
It's
like,
too much.
Yeah.
Fuck Cinco de Mayo. I changed my mind. Fuck Cinco de Mayo.
So do you think Cinco de Mayo is worse than white dreads?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on then. Dream catchers. Do you think dream catchers are the top three worst form? If dream catchers win this thing, that'd be crazy.
They just keep commenting Egypt shit.
Green fucks Cinco de Mayo.
That's a good point.
Wait, I missed it.
I don't know what I said. Green fucks Cinco de Mayo. As a former bouncer, I hate that holiday. So that's more of a personal choice.
But still,
so dream catchers, where do you guys?
Yeah, in this scientific debate here, personal experience has no.
Yeah,
no way here. This is all science.
There's no personal experience even brought up at
get
all.
That. No. So dream catchers. I like dream catchers. What's wrong with that? Give a shit.
Well, it's totally like
it's still like.
It's totally just taking their thing that's, like, from... I get...
What's so wrong with that?
Is Dreamcatchers a more of a religious thing or a culture thing?
Well, they are talking about spirits, so I would imagine some kind of religious thing behind them, right?
But they're not really following all of the religion. They're just taking the things they pick and choose.
And they're worshipping the wrong god, so...
Yeah, as we agree.
Yeah, it's a lot of pick and choosey shit, and that's the whole, like... I don't think it's cultural appropriations. I think it's something nice for kids to put on their fucking windows. And gives
One time, I was doing a show, and somebody walked in, and this was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this white girl walked in, and she had a dream catcher necklace, and I go, oh, so you can just catch your dreams in your necklace.
When you're walking?
And then I go, that's nice. I would assume, though, that when you buy a dream catcher necklace, your dreams are dead.
That's fair.
So now it's a dream coffin.
Yeah,
for some reason, she didn't like that.
She wasn't on board for that. Railing into her. And I punched her.
That's good. You can do that in Oklahoma still. So
that's because
that
was my dream.
Yeah, right? And you claimed it, so as long as you claimed it, it's
yeah, well, the problem is, when I did it, it just stuck in the necklace. She caught it. She caught my punch. Because that was her actual dream all along.
Oh, shit.
And then I had to go to the hospital to get it removed from my hand. Because I was tangled.
Jeez.
Like the movie Tangled, but instead of hair, it's a bunch of dream catchers.
Oh, but this isn't like you were on some like other like reality plane. This was all happening in the real world.
No, this happened yesterday.
Oh, well, nice. Well,
in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, I have a drove.
Thanks for coming back. Yeah, that's
well, I needed to do this. There's much more... There's nothing more scientific than my personal experiences. Dreamcatcher is my favorite Stephen King book.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Wow.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg King.
Steven
S. King.
He changed his name when he goes from writing to directing.
That's why he's so powerful.
Yeah,
that's why he's so powerful. Yes.
Yeah,
he's got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. He's like Thanos.
Two more books. Anyways, and this time it's scary. They're always scary. They're always so scary.
I'm gonna keep Dreamcatchers.
So you think Dreamcatchers is a top three worst? Do you think Dreamcatchers are worse than White Dreads?
I don't think Dreamcatchers.
No,
worse than
White Dreads are just more annoying than Dreamcatchers. So yeah, no.
Dreamcatchers are off the list,
off
and they
the
don't
list,
make the top three. Next up, Spirit Animals. We're sticking with the Native American theme.
I
just lost my markers.
So, all right, can you also, for this one, Spirit Animals, can you give us a quick description of what a spirit animal is?
Oh, yes, I can scientifically do that.
Spirit animal is when someone's like, my spirit animal is a hawk. So when they see a hawk, they're like, that's my hawk. And then they go,
get a tattoo of
See, all I've heard that question before. I just thought maybe there was some
other Howling at the Moon Wolf is a lot of people's spirit animal.
Yeah, but that's something they saw on a t-shirt. So yeah, just like, whatever.
But a spirit animal,
and that's when they had that thought.
Yeah. Usually you go to, like, in Native American culture, if I'm thinking correctly, you go to a sweat lodge, and you're going to go out by yourself, and then you're, like, you're drugged up, and you kind of just, like, experience nature. And then something will come up to you, some sort of animal, and guide your way of what you need to do in your life.
And I think where they're trying to,
you know, like,
latch on to, like, that is with when they take the drugs. I think a lot of times, if I'm not mistaken, peyote.
No,
I want to say.
I smoke sativa every morning. It doesn't do that shit to me.
You're at home right now. We are your spirit animals.
Oh my god, my legs are terrible.
A lot of things in our ritual dolls all that we are not ready for.
So with that said, whatever in their brain was the ultimate thing that they needed to know, the drugs and them going out into nature, you know, the most earth thing.
I think they were doing ayahuasca back then, right?
They were, either that or
shaman stuff.
It's always coyotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Coyotes.
Peyotes.
Peyote coyotes. I'm a coyote.
I'm high as hell.
Wiley. That sounds like somebody's, like, appropriated.
So, do you guys think it's the top three worst? Because what people do now is, like, this is my spirit animal, and they just, like, post it.
You know what? Honestly, I think it is kind of a shitty thing. I think it's a shitty thing overall.
It's really lessening this experience from this other culture.
I
would ultimately say that's one of, like, the bigger, like, appropriated things for Native.
Yeah.
Like, so, with that, I would say you could get rid of corn. Because now the world...
Well, so cultivation corn, we're saying that's not a top three worst form of culture appropriation.
Well, considering I love corn and cob, so...
Yeah, like, there's baby corn. Yeah, they have corn.
They just love corn, baby!
There's love corn.
There's corn.
We're corn bros!
There's corn in Asia.
Wait, corn rows. Corn rows.
Oh, fuck. The white dread's kind of in the same line, right?
Yeah.
Coming back to it. Okay, so we have four left. What are the three worst?
Of those four... Do you think sticks out as not as bad as the other? I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards white dreads is not as bad as the other three.
I think for me it's coming down to white dreads versus spirit animals.
Yeah, I think spirit animal is a worse form of cultural appropriation than white dreads.
I agree with the comment who said that white dreads... At worst, get an eye roll.
Yeah,
I think that's the most.
I've hollered at girls that both have white dreads and have spirit animals. So.
And missing teeth.
So how bad do you think?
Oh, that's because she won the fight. You should see the other girl.
Oh,
so we're down to fashion, Cinco de Mayo, and spirit animals. This is a difficult. Which one do you want to take off currently as not as bad as the other two?
I think that fashion. Is the bronze medal of shittiness right
now?
Yeah,
I would take fashion.
Okay,
because ultimately, I love the different types of like the new stuff that's made now and whatnot. Like, I know this is a very hot topic to talk about with cultural appropriation, but when Kanye had was Never rocking heard. The
He does music.
I like music. Could you describe Kanye's whole history in 2000?
As a black person,
he dropped out of college, and his wife got ass. But
okay.
But he
No, I've heard of him.
Wait a minute. I think there's a couple of steps.
Those are big bullet points. No, he had a Givenchy kilt for one of the shows for. The Watch the Throne tour
from Scotland.
Like there's
you know what's really great about Kanye West to me? It's like I look at Kanye West and I just think, wow, it's so nice to know that no matter what your race is, no matter what your creed, everything like that, you're equally culpable to be fucking crazy. Because like he is nuts and he understands that he's a genius and it's sad.
Well, he needs real friends and real family members, and he needs to move out of Hollywood back to Chicago. That's my two cents. I hope you find this on the internet.
Yeah.
But he He had to move out west. It's in his name.
And now he needs to move back out east.
Yeah.
He needs to move back
east. He's Kanye Midwest.
Kanye Midwest.
Kanye Midwest.
I wrote that. I'm keeping it.
Oh, shit. I'm sick.
I'll tell ya.
But with that, I would take off.
I'd say fashion is probably
I would say fashion is kind of like music, where there are definitely real problems, but there's also this kind of fusion and mixture that's happening. Here's a question.
It's trying to solve itself, even though there's still stuff going on.
Would you think the world would be better if everything was one giant culture that's mixed and mashed with all the cultures together, like a lot of people perceive the future will be? Or do you think it's better with different, smaller sects of culture that kind of interact with each other?
I think it's much better to just have, like, the one, like, every all-inclusive, like, big melting pot.
Big melting pot. Everyone kind of has the same culture.
And the only reason...
Doesn't cultural appropriation lead to that?
On some level, the reason why I think that a cultural appropriation on some level is not 100% evil is because, like I was saying with food, is that, like, cultural appropriation can, like, be this, like, introduction to something new to you. It's just a matter of you going out there and trying to acknowledge it and understand it.
Yeah, it's what you do with it. It's not evil. It's rooted in ignorance.
It's what you do with it.
And maybe a little bit of some maliciousness, but I think a lot of it is ignorance and maliciousness.
Patrick, do you think Frank Zappa is a genius? Anyways.
What did he say about Frank Zappa?
He said genius. We use genius to describe mediocre rappers. But I know he thinks Patrick.
The man is a great producer.
Agree with Patrick. Patrick, you're on point.
He's a great producer. No, you're not. You just tried to stick up for Riff Raff or something earlier. No, you need an atlas.
You need an atlas. Patrick, dude.
You need an
cool
atlas.
Man.
You need to go to the library. Brewery.
I need a blueberry.
Yeah, come get some.
I love them.
Come get
the
some.
Yogurts?
Oh, the computer blueberry? Or no,
the computer blueberry.
Have you seen those? Oh, no, it's not Blackberry. They have these little computers that are like $150. They're called, like,
iPhones.
Blueberry or Raspberry or something like that. And it's like, you can just get this, like, really small computer. And, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on, but the last three were down to Cinco de Mayo and Spirit Animals. I don't know which is going to win yet, which I'm grateful for. I am going to ask for the vote, starting with the most middle-aged person here. Charles.
Yes.
You are up. What do you vote as the worst form of cultural appropriation? Spirit Animals or Cinco de Mayo?
Well, part of me wants to say Spirit Animals because Spirit Animals, honestly, are something that's used by people to be like, oh, it's a spirit animal. Or Spirit Animals this or something like that. It just becomes this fucking, like, dumb thing that people just say and has no meaning, even though there was meaning to it at some point. However, having said that, Cinco de Mayo... Although my opinion has changed. It's terrible because, you know, just the other day they were showing it on John Oliver. It's like all the newscasters that are like, oh, it's Cinco de Mayo, la 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 la, like that. Like,
Jesus Christ!
Watch it. Watch how news broadcasters do that.
It.
It's crazy.
I knew about
they
it before the podcast.
They fucking, like, take all the stereotypes of Mexican people and then put it on display and act like Speedy Gonzalez. And it kind of I actually think that it's not, it's almost like they should get rid of the fucking hawk, almost, because it's stupid, and it really doesn't do anything. It was made up, it's something that's actually grown in popularity.
Yeah.
I think we're all the same age, so it's like, yeah, it's something that's grown over the year, because we need a new holiday all the fucking time, so this was just something that got caught in the crosshairs for us, and I think Cinco de Mayo is a piece of shit, and it's worse. The Spirit Animals.
I can't wait till they make SAP alcoholics. We're gonna have Arbor Day drinking.
I'm down with that.
Oh, just drinking alcohol and maple syrup.
I'm going to Vermont, baby.
I'm not excited for the day, if it ever comes, where white people do to Juneteenth what they have done to Cinco de Mayo.
I'm surprised we haven't embraced Guy Fawkes Day here.
I'm surprised we don't celebrate Juneteenth.
For us, the whites,
like,
you know,
like that. It should be a bigger thing. I don't know why it's not a bigger thing.
I don't remember the November.
Yeah, I don't remember anything from November.
Your vote, yeah, don't remember.
We don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you
know what Juneteenth is?
No, what is Juneteenth? I don't know that.
Juneteenth is widely celebrated or known amongst blacks as like the last day, the day that the Civil War ended, and therefore is used as a marker to celebrate the end of slavery.
Oh, okay.
So,
but weren't they? I thought it was January 1st.
Nah, that's
like the Emancipation Proclamation. Like, was actually went through.
Well, the war had to be won because the South still was a free.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're celebrating the end of the war. That was the. I go at the end of the war.
Ken Burns' documentary fucked me up.
What specific day is Juneteenth?
It's the 17th or the 19th of
June.
Ding ding.
So we're close.
It's close.
So we want to make it a big party like Daryl wants us to do. Let's get a Juneteenth party going. Is that what you want?
And Rachel Dolezal's gonna fucking throw it.
She is the head of the parade.
That's, you know what? Again, I'm just gonna go back to Rachel Dolezal. She's Rachel
Dolezal. So you vote Cinco de Mayo.
I think Cinco de Mayo should be the worst thing.
I'm up next. I am gonna say Spear Animals because it marginalizes such a big deal for another culture into like my spirit animal is Tom Hanks. Have you seen him lately? Like, he's so fun.
So I hate that. I hate spirit animals.
Also, like, Tom Hanks can't be a spirit animal because he's not an animal.
Well, humans are.
I'd like to see a dolphin make a shed.
Or tell you how to make one.
Or have this car. I can't have a dolphin on the podcast.
Although they do have big brains. Did you know that their penises, they can move like a finger?
What's that to do with their brains?
But it's, I mean, it shows that they have, like, they have big brains.
No, shows
they are murderers. First of all, dolphins are not that nice.
They're really bad.
Dolphins are cool.
They're bad people. The dolphins are rapists.
Dolphins are rapist murderers. Look it up.
Oh, right. Didn't he cut off that dude's hand?
They use their penises to steal people and then drag them underwater so they can rape and murder them.
Is that? No, that's Krampus. you're up, Daryl. You've got the tiebreaker vote.
Right.
Just know that the tiebreaker vote was something created by white people. So basically, you are culturally appropriating their culture for breaking ties.
Actually, I thought they bound ties more together.
Well, I mean, anyways, Daryl, you're up. Tiebreaker. What is the worst form of cultural appropriation? Cinco de Mayo or spirit animals?
Well,
they're both bad.
They're both bad. They both deserve to go home with a $100,000 prize.
No, that doesn't help them.
The negative $100,000.
Sophie's choice is terrible.
I would
Wasn't Sophie's choice terrible? You're saying, Sophie's choice wasn't terrible.
Yeah, but this is worse.
I'm gonna go.
This is worse than that, man.
I'm gonna go with Cinco de Mayo.
Whoa!
Is the worst one because spirit animals, even in its just marginalizing just viewpoint, I think it's based in something that is at least somebody trying to understand something, whereas Cinco de Mayo, there is no holiday.
Yeah.
They just were like, It's not Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez's birthday ain't that day. Like,
they defeated some French fucking assholes.
You know what it is in Mexico?
May 5th.
May 5th.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's that. They're
just so good. That's so funny.
It's everybody's.
I write jokes for a living.
it's just all the
Midwest, Kanye, Midwest.
God.
So you're Cinco de Mayo, which is crazy because it almost got vetoed, and then Charles got convinced that it was bad, and then Charles even voted it as the worst thing.
So my opinions are fickle. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Rachel Dolezal.
No, I stand by that one. She's a trailblazer.
She's a Terry Porter. That was another trailblazer.
All I'm saying is that, you know, when you go, Rachel Dolezal never hurt anyone
with her. Well, her face kind of made me get upset, stunning.
That's just being crude and anti-woman. So
that's not
anti-woman. My mama doesn't give me an upset stomach,
and she's a black woman. Rachel Dolezal, all right. You gonna tell me Rachel Dolezal's a black woman like my mom is?
I don't think she's black like your mother, but your mother is a unique human being, an individual person.
She's a lovely woman. She's strong as hell.
So, like, that's kind of
she
a, not...
She ain't a black woman
it's
like
not
that.
Really appropriate. I'm not, I, it's not appropriate for me to compare somebody to your mother. That's not cool.
Cinco de Mayo.
I just get it.
Cinco de Mayo is the winner, folks. It is the winner. Rachel Dolezal is the loser. And thank you so much for all the comments. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
There's a bunch of comments.
Yeah,
are they all saying Egypt?
They're all saying
Egypt.
Yeah,
a bunch of them keep saying Egypt.
Thank you so much for watching this episode. The worst form of cultural appropriation is, of course,
Cinco de Mayo.
I'd like to thank my special guest experts, Charles Mustafalem.
Mustafalem, yes.
Mustafalem, improv and sketch comic in the area of Indianapolis. Very funny. We did a play together, and he was unbelievably funny, I thought, as an improv scene that he didn't work that much on, but definitely made it work.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
But Charles, do you have anything like to plug? Any anything you're a part of or at the social media?
I perform at Comedy Sports, so look at... Go to Comedy Indie. What is it, Indianapolis?
Indie Comedy Sports.
IndieComedySports.com or look them up on Facebook. I'm also an IndieProv. I'm performing at Flat 12 the last weekend of this month on Saturday at 8. I don't remember the specific date, but just.
Oh, you're an IndieProv?
Yeah, I'm an IndieProv as well.
Gotcha, so. Not off topic.
No. I don't mean that in a negative way. I came out really bad. because they won't let me in their group. That's the reason why I said that.
Gotcha.
Should have got in SNL.
It's a real Crackers Morty situation there with
Yeah, it is.
Hashtag banned from off topic.
Yeah, banned from off topic too. I thought you liked other shows. I heard they had a show together in IndieProv and off topic last night. That must have been fun.
I was not there for that. I was at Comedy Sports.
Which is apparently nobody cares about comedy. Comedy Sports is like the White Rabbit, you know?
He's in Comedy Sports.
I'm saying like, it's like, I'm saying you got two people that hate each other, then you have Comedy Sports that everyone can do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the Sweden of the comedy scene. Yeah. And everybody likes
Switzerland.
Them. Switzerland. Sweden. But everyone likes Swedes too.
And that's any social media, anything like that?
Get off of social media.
Daryl Holland Quest, folks. Do you have anything you would also like to plug? Daryl, we're doing a show Sunday.
Yes.
At Open Society. So I'm excited to see that, see how he does. And if he does badly, then I'm going to kill Charles. you like to plug.
Fuck. this might be it for you.
I do stand up, do sketch, I do improv. I do a show called The Ragtag Show that's a combination of all of those. I do improv, Comedy Sports, and Red Curb. And, you know...
Red Curb, too?
Yeah, you can...
Why don't you remind the folks where Red Curb Comedy...
Ooh, Red Curb Comedy is improv in Avon, specifically long form.
And if you're not from Avon, don't go.
Whoa, no!
We're trying to get these bags, boy!
Well, the improv society, improv community in Indianapolis is really growing.
Very strong.
Especially in the last 3 years that I've been here, with Red Curb Comedy coming out.
Long shot. They
you guys need an MC for some of your shows? Like a guy that has 5 minutes to start off with?
You
5,000.
Do you know a guy?
Do you know dude?
Yeah. His name is Bo Jates. He's got a mustache.
Bo Jates.
He's me, but with him. I mean, he looks like me with a mustache.
He looks like you with a mustache.
Fake mustache. It's me. It's me. It's Joe Bates.
It's you. Your name is Joe Bates.
I'm not even bringing a mustache. Red Curb. Red Curb Comedy on Avon, Indiana. It's the guy who works with Smiley.
Producer Will.
Producer Will.
So that's fantastic. Definitely check. Do you have a social media?
I'm on Instagram. I am Super Daryl. I also have a Facebook page people can go like. It's HQ, the Daryl Holland Quest Jr. page.
Nice. And remember, his last name is spelled HOLLONQUEST.
Jr.
And it stands for, it doesn't matter what. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. Follow me on Instagram at JoeBatesComedy. Like the Rank You Very Much Facebook page. That's really what I'd love you guys to do. And if you can subscribe on YouTube. Also, if you guys want to rate it, if you want to rank You Very Much, you can do that. You can give us 5 stars or less if you don't want to give us 5 stars. And give a comment what you like about the show. Because I know a lot of people, it seems like you love this episode. So I'd love to see you guys... show it to me more.
Share it,
guys. Man. I love you. Share. Take care so much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Worst form of cultural appropriation, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you very much. You're welcome.